Welcome back to another Halakha Shir, and we are continuing the Halakhas of the 9 days. And last year we started discussing the Halakhas of laundry, and Me'etz Shem, today's Shir we will discuss wearing freshly laundered clothing. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Gimel says, besides for the Isser to do laundry in the 9 days, it's also to wear freshly laundered clothing, even though the laundry was done from before the 9 days. And therefore, someone has to make sure to try on his shirts, his pants, the skirts, the blouses, from before the 9 days, in order that you shouldn't wear freshly laundered clothing the 9 days. Now, Shabbos is an exception. On Shabbos, it's mutter to wear the freshly laundered clothing. The shaila that comes up very often is, what about big day zeya, which are the undergarments, undershirts, socks, undergarments? What's the halacha? Does those have to be tried on first or not? Now, what's the shaila? The shaila is, the whole reason why you're not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing is because it's enjoyable. And because of that tainug, Chazal said, we don't have that tainug, you have to be knowing minig avelis, and should not wear the freshly laundered clothing. And so some say, that it comes to big day zeya, undergarments, that is not a tainug. That's the reason why, because it's not a shmak. It's disgusting to wear the same dirty undergarments, and therefore, you put on fresh ones, not because that's enjoyment, it's because it's not geschmack to put on old undergarments. But others say that then you would have to wait until it gets a little dirty, but if the 100% clean, maybe there's no heter to switch undergarments. So it's a big machloikis, and it sounds like that you would have to try it on, but since a lot of people, the minigas, they don't try it on, so the paiskim try to find different limud schus for not trying on the undergarments, and one of them are it's istinus, and so on and so forth. So lemaisa, the minig olam is that socks, the olam does not try on. When it comes to other undergarments, there are some who try it on. They are coolest to try these on. You could try these on for 1 second, even one on top of another, or put it on the floor. That would be tavla bracha if you do that with the undergarments. But when it comes to the other garments, like shirts and pants, there's halacha and shulchan aruch, they have to be tried on first, and should not be worn fresh in the 9 days. And this goes side for men and side for women when it comes to the regular garments. When it comes to other garments, even the Pesach Kumar Machmir, if it comes to women, they don't have to try that on first. There's definitely mutter for them to put on fresh undergarments. Now, when you're trying your shirt or your skirt or your pants, you should try it on for at least a half hour. Because if you don't try it on for at least a half hour, it still retains its freshness. And also, you should not put one shirt on top of another shirt. That's not l'chatchila. But if you have no time, then it's better than nothing. But l'chatchila, you should put on each shirt for a half hour and wear it straight on yourself, not above another shirt. Now, what about throwing it on the ground? So, if the floor is dirty, then it definitely works. But if it's on your freshly vacuumed carpet, it's not so poshid. That would be sufficient to make it. That's not called the mechubasim. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, that we said it's mutter to have freshly laundered clothing, so the Pesachim say this only goes for clothing, but for new linens, in your own house we're talking about, we'll talk about guests soon, but your own linens, you should not switch the linen even for Shabbos in the 9 days, because that's not something you do every Shabbos, and therefore that's considered a tainug that should not be done for Shabbos. The whole 9 days, you should not switch your linen. Now, what about pajamas? So it's brought down in the Sefer Karlei Amoyed, I read the Lashon. It says, Shamati ma'agoyin Rav Nissen Karelitz Shlita, Tzatzal now, Duhuadin, the ain lilvoish of big day shina pajama mechabasim b'shabbos, chazoin, the dinam kemaisadinam. It has the same din as the bed sheets, which is a mishabur already. It says, you know, should not use freshly laundered linen. Rachaim Kiyaski says that if you switch every Shabbos to fresh pajamas, you could do it again on this Shabbos. So we're coming out like this. Mishabur says, Mefurish, that when it comes to linen, you should not, even on Shabbos, you should not use fresh linen. When it comes to pajamas, so if you switch every Shabbos to fresh pajamas, then Rechaim Kievsky say it'll be a mutter. I'll read the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Mitzian levonim on Shabbos, let it put on fresh tablecloth, hainu ha-shachanos, mutlach levonim, av lachav sadinim levonim, nolgu isser. The minig is to aser to put on fresh sheets on Shabbos. Again, we'll talk about guests soon. Now, let's say you forgot to try on all the shirts from before 9 days. So on Shabbos, you want to switch your shirt. It's not a problem as long as it doesn't look like I'm doing this for tomorrow. For example, you can put on one shirt Friday night, another shirt when you wake up in the morning Shabbos day, and then a third shirt when you wake up after the Shabbos nap. So you can put on three different shirts, but you shouldn't go in the middle of Shabbos and switch shirts, because that's a bazillion on Shabbos. It looks like I'm doing it for tomorrow. So it's better just do it when you wake up, put on a different shirt, and then you can use that to make your shirts not fresh for after Shabbos. Now, if someone's going on a date, the Pesachim say, since it's that Tzarech Mitzvah, it's mutter to wear freshly laundered clothing, freshly laundered shirt. The same thing if you're a guest. You don't have to sleep on someone else's linen. You can sleep on freshly cleaned linen. The same thing, this din, that you're not allowed to use freshly laundered clothing, the same thing with a towel. You should not use fresh towels, fresh bath towels, in the 9 days. But if you're an istanist and you always use a fresh bath towel, then you can do it. For example, in the mikvah, you're not going to use someone else's bath towel, so you can use a freshly laundered bath towel. But some say that it's better if you bring some say if you go to the mikvah in the 9 days, you should bring a non-freshly laundered towel from your house, as they state in Shana Shal. That would be a better thing to do. That would definitely be a level to do. Now, there's another halacha in the 9 days, that it's also to wear big day Shabbos from Rosh Chodesh Av until after Tisha B'Av. In the 9 days, you cannot wear big day Shabbos, only the covered Shabbos. How is it mavur like that? Because the Roma has a whole discussion, who is allowed to wear big day Shabbos by the bris? Who can wear, even on Shabbos, Chazayin the Shaila is if you're allowed to wear Shabbos clothing. But the that's the minute we do wear Shabbos clothing. But in the 9 days, it's also to wear Shabbos clothing. So therefore, if there's a vart in the 9 days, or l'chaim 9 days, it's also to wear Shabbos clothing. Because you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothing in 9 days. What's called Shabbos clothing? So anything that's special for Shabbos is called Shabbos clothing. But if you have a very nice outfit that you wear for Chalamoid sometimes, that's not called Shabbos outfit. Shabbos doesn't mean something that, or Shabbos suit, it's definitely something we wear only for Shabbos. Now, the Paiskim, like Shine Shaul says, they're going on a date, you could wear Big Day Shabbos again, because that's Tzarech Mitzvah. Some argue, but that's Tzarech Mitzvah, you could do it. When it comes to a Bar Mitzvah, it says in Shine Shaul that it's mutter for the Bar Mitzvah Bacher, his parents and his grandparents, to wear Shabbos clothing. The brothers of a Mitzvah Bacher is a Shaila, you should ask your own Shaila, but definitely the guests coming to Bar Mitzvah cannot wear Shabbos clothing when it's in the 9 days. The only head there is for the Bar Mitzvah Bacher, his parents, his grandparents, and maybe his siblings. You could ask a Shaila if they could wear Shabbos clothing.